Shannon.
Hello, Sophie. Hello, everyone.
Hiya. Welcome to Sydney.
Thank you.
You haven't been here in a very long time.
No, since I was a kid. And as you can see, my luggage from the airport is sitting outside. I just got here. I'm just straight off the plane.
Right off the plane. Yeah. We appreciate your commitment.
Thank you.
But did you yourself grow up in an Asian grocery store?
Yes. Not like 24 hours a day, but definitely for me and Vidya, who we created the show together, definitely Asian grocery stores are a big part of, I guess, a sort of a connection to an Asian identity. When you grow up in Australia and everything is not so Asian, I suppose. So it's an aesthetic. It's like you said, it's the smells and the
visuals. Every time I smell that musty smell, I'm like, oh, yep, I know where I am.
Yep, exactly. So
I find it interesting mainly because I didn't grow up with that, but now my dad has just opened a store.
Yes, I've heard.
So it's like kind of a bit of a flip around. It's like, oh, okay.
So now, yeah. Do you have to help out in your dad's grocery store?
We occasionally drop by to just like help out because it's a bit chaotic as it can be with all the stock just lying around in boxes. And you're like, where does this go? And they're like, we don't know.
I actually think that'd be really cool to have your family own grocery store.
It's good. We have cheap veggies. Yes. but this is not what the play is about.
No, not necessarily. No,
so no. The word exorcism has been thrown out a bit. What are you trying to exorcise in this play?
Right. So me, my character, Shan, and Vidya's character, Yaya, we're trying to exorcise all our demons, all the sort of insecurities we have about being Asian. And just kind of throw it at each other, at the audience. And hopefully the characters deal with their identity by sort of bringing up to the surface.
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't know if it ends well or not. You'll have to see the show.
I mean, you both come from different Asian backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Vidya's South Asian.
Yes.
You're from Singapore.
I'm from Singapore.
Is there kind of like crossover with cultures or not in that sense?
Yeah, that's sort of interesting. So whilst we grew up in different backgrounds, there is when we met each other, there was a commonality. You know, we recognize sort of being feeling slightly in school, slightly different. I don't know if that's a word. Yeah, different, or you know, people would call us Asian.
Mm. Just lumped in that same group.
Yeah, so it's almost like whether we liked it or not, we were lumped in the same category, and so therefore we've had very many sort of shared experiences. Despite being growing up in different cultures.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah. Now, so in part of the play, you kind of creating that so hot right now, post-racial identity.
Yeah.
See what I did there? What is that post-racial identity?
Right. So our characters want to just be really two cool 20-something-year-olds, and they want people to not look at their race. They just want to be seen as really smart. They're actually two idiots, but they want to be seen as really smart, really sexy, you know, above race, above culture, above, so they're just trying, they try and create a cool identity for themselves and avoid all the negative stereotypes that Asian people, that you might associate with Asian people, but it sort of bites them in the butt a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're not there. We're not at a post-racial place.
No, we're not.
Are we?
So, yeah, no. And that's part of the stupidity of these two characters, really. Or the naiveness.
I would say it's more naive.
Yes,
because
yes.
I feel like, especially when you're a teenager in Australia, growing up Asian, you do all go through that.
Yes, exactly. And the show, I think, is a little bit of a, I don't want to use that term, but like a coming of age in a subtle way. You know, you're mid 20s and you're trying to find an identity that is that you think you're going to have as an adult. You know, that something you can shape.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you know, do you find that it can complement like your Australian identity and your Asian identity in a way, especially the way Australia is?
Yeah, I mean, I think sort of doing the show has made me, and I think Vidya too, quite comfortable with our identity. It's nice to do a show and then people come up to you after the show, whether they are Asian or not, and sort of say, you know, there's parts of it I really relate to. So that makes you, weirdly enough, doing the show, I think, really sort of made me feel very comfortable. Like I could, we could laugh together at the funny things about our backgrounds. That people, white people, people of any ethnicity. I felt it's been a warm reception, so it's been good. Yeah,
it's good. The other thing I really want to ask you is, like, you know, how do you kind of balance that nuanced lived experience versus what other people perceive as a stereotype?
Right.
Yeah.
I think in the it's sort of quite a personal show. We break, every now and then we break into like what you'd call sketches or kind of comedic setups. So in that way, sort of me and Vidya, when we're ourselves and we're kind of talking to the audience, it's very personal. It's sort of like storytelling. But then we get to also go into these little worlds where we can have fun with the stereotypes, the things you might imagine might
tiger
happen.
Tiger moms.
Yeah, tiger moms. That's a section in there for sure. That's definitely, we do address that. And I play my mother.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, in the show. It's one
How
of the
How does she
bits.
Find that portrayal?
She has never seen the show because I am too nervous to have her see it. But I did a radio interview maybe when we first started doing this show, and she heard that I am playing her from that radio interview, and she was very excited. She was very proud. She's like, "Oh, you play me? Well." But no, she can never come to this show for when you see the show, you might realize why.
Fair enough. But on that note as well, like, you know, when audiences, people say, "Oh, that's racist against Asians." You're like, "No, I am Asian. I know what I'm talking about." Yeah. Like, how do you kind of counter that?
I think one of the other points in this show is that the identity that we have, we want to be in control of it. So if we think it's okay to laugh at something, we will invite you to laugh. And there are other points in our lives or in the show where we're like, you know, maybe for a moment, you know, we want to be taken seriously. So I think it's all about just being in control of your identity. And, you know, you get to, your identity is so much. It can be serious, it can be funny, you know, it can be anything.
Because you dig into some pretty deep issues here, like with, you know, domestic violence and stuff like that. In what aspect does that kind of come into the story?
That would be a personal story. So we share our personal stories, and it's not just sort of laughs. There's a lot of things we talk about, like sex, domestic violence, sort of the fears or insecurities we have because of the way we grew up. There's many, I lost my train of thought, but there's a lot in the show.
Yeah. So you're revisiting the show from 2 years ago.
That's right. And me and Vidya have been, it's been a while since we've done it. So we're like, when we're rehearsing, we're like, "Oh, our muscles ache." Or what did we used to do? We feel, I texted Vidya yesterday, you know, we're old now. We just need to... We need to find ways to spice up the show.
Sit more.
Connect with the young crowd.
Yeah, but when you were first like kind of creating, you were workshopping this at Chicago's improv comedy troupe, Second City. How was that experience?
Yes. Vidya and I, when we kind of, was it? Oh, it's been a while now, like about 3-4 years ago. We went to Chicago to study comedy at the Second City and IO Theater, sort of these very well-known comedy theaters. And there we learned, we studied improvisation, which is just really just sort of, a lot of it is kind of dialogue and just letting your, not putting filters in your brain and just kind of talking about things that you really want to talk about in a natural way. So, Yeah, it was great. We learned a lot about comedy. We got to see where some really great sort of American comedians sort of, you know, hone their craft. And yeah, it gave us, it was great. It was very inspiring. So we hadn't written the show at that time yet, but we sort of, ideas were kind of bubbling in our heads of what we might want to do. And we have used improvisation. The show will feel quite like that, I think, because that's how we made the show in a lot of ways. Yeah, just kind of, yeah, just letting, seeing what comes out of me and Vidya's conversations.
So, you know, and this also won an award at the Melbourne Fringe. And now, you know, now 2 years later, you're back here.
Yes.
Will you, do you feel like a lot of it will change now that you're older?
The show, you mean?
Yeah, the show.
We're trying to balance sort of updating there. We're definitely have been revising this show. But at the same time, this was written when me and Vidya, it was about 3 years ago, and we hadn't yet really sort of broken into theater. It was our first sort of play, the first time anyone would see our work, really. So we want to balance sort of the updated where we are now as people, but also to the naivete of us, like three years ago, we don't know very much about art. We just want to impress people. Very anxious.
Yeah.
Pretty, yeah. Yes, there's a balance there again.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see it. So it starts from this Wednesday at Griffin Theatre in Darlinghurst as part of Batch Festival. But Shannon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Sophie. Thank you, everyone.